All right. Hi, everyone. My name is Edoardo Vacchi. And besides a bunch of other things, you can find me online with that nickname in different places. And I've worked on Wasero for the best of a year and a half, 2023, 2024. And now at a company called Tetrit. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Wasero. And then I joined this company called Dalypso, and there I'm working a little bit on Wasero, and especially recently on Chicory. So I'm going to tell you how these two WebAssembly runtime work, then gave you a great introduction on WebAssembly in case you weren't that familiar with it. So I'll obviously skip the details there. And I want to tell you a little bit about Dalypso. So we built open source framework called XDISM. XDISM is a framework to build WebAssembly plugins. So this is a different perspective. You saw the perspective of virtualizing and containerizing your workload with Dan. And here, instead, we are proposing WebAssembly as a host, as a way to create code that can be hosted in on different platforms, which is the thing that was born for, after all. So instead of the browser, you have a bunch of different runtimes, and these runtimes work better when they are embedded in some languages. So, like, Wasm Time works great for Rust, V8 works great for C and JavaScript, but what about WebAssembly that you want to run in your Go software, or on your Java VM, all right? So we have different implementation that are tailored for different runtimes depending on the application where you want to host code. And then we have the opposite side. We have a framework so that you can compile your code into WebAssembly and host it on all these platforms. The thing is, the key thing is this ABI is standardized. I mean, it's the same across platforms, so you can run the same plugin across these different platforms. I think I made this pretty clear. One thing that we just launched is called mcp.run. I don't know if you heard all the buzz in the AI space or if you care. All right. So, but this modal context protocol is something that was recently released by Anthropic and allows you essentially to do agents, plug-in functions inside your LLMs, whatever. All right, anyway, it's kind of fun. We built this using our open source tooling. It's called mcp.run, and you can play with it. There's a bunch of different services that you can plug into your LLM, and it's pretty fun. You can write your own using WebAssembly and our tooling, and you can see WebAssembly in the wild for practical use cases with this. And yeah, I'm going to show you a little example at the end. All right, so point is, Wasm lets your users write software extensions and then use their favorite language to run them in a sandbox environment. So we made pretty clear that the key here is sandboxing, right? All right, in Wasm I.O. 2024, my good friend Andrea, who's working on Chicory, and Ben, who's our CTO, introduced the concept of language native runtimes. What is a language native runtime? Language native Wasm runtime is a runtime that is written in the host language. The language is going to host the WebAssembly runtime. Isn't that right for all runtimes? I mean, if it's Rust, the host is going to be Rust. So, yeah, we make this distinction especially for managed languages, where it's a bit harder and more complicated and inconvenient to interact with native so-called native code. So in the Go runtime, we have a Wasm runtime that is actually written in Go. And for the JVM, we have a runtime written in Java. So what are the benefits of this approach? Well, why are we doing this? And that's the whole point of the talk, in a way. All right. So Wasero is a WebAssembly runtime written in Go. It comes with an interpreter. And the interpreter is portable everywhere Go runs. Who happened to be in the Go room yesterday? All right, quite a few people. So you can leave the room, pick a coffee, and come back for the rest. Because there's admittedly a little overlap here. We're going to see how WebZero translates WebAssembly into native code for the second part. Well, for what part? So the first part, the interpreter, it's code that's been interpreted, obviously. And it runs everywhere Go runs and compiles. But we also have an ahead of time optimizing compiler for MD64 and ARM64. I'm going to show you that in depth if we have enough time. And then we're going to do a comparison with Chicory. Now, Chicory, it's kind of different, well, conceptually the same. Like, we have a runtime that's written in Java for the Java runtime, implements an interpreter, and that's not supposed to be fast, but it's portable everywhere. And then we have an ahead of time bytecode translator. Now, it's a translator to the Java bytecode, so that means that is also portable, but not quite. I mean, there's this guy here, and we're going to have a section about that too, which is the most exciting part about this, to me at least. All right. So we're going to first do a comparison between Go and Java, and hopefully surprising for a few of you. I'm going to talk a little bit more about language-native runtimes, and then we're going to go in depth into function compilation and evaluation in WebZero, and then the same for Chicory. So Go versus Java couldn't be more different, right? So one has a different, they have a different form of inheritance. Like, Java is the OOP, object-oriented language, for every, the standard nowadays, in a way. It, because of its history and because it was designed like 30 years ago now, it has deep type hierarchies in their standard library. While Go tends to prefer shallow type hierarchies, and the form of inheritance is different. It's nesting for structs, and it's kind of different. In Go, you tend to use a lot of libraries.